Well, an interesting thing here about caterpillars, actually, because I was reading this week. It's actually a story in New Scientist, and there's a lady called Sarah Brown who's been looking at silk moth caterpillars. Now, most of us, when we talk about things defending themselves, you know, what's the normal way that an animal defends itself against predation?
Bites at ankles.
Well, it can do that, but usually that's a form of predation in itself. But how does something ward off attacks by things it doesn't want attacking it?
It makes itself disgusting.
Yeah, it looks bad. So there's, for instance, a grasshopper in Africa which says to meerkats, if you eat me, you will die because I contain a deadly toxin, and they know that because this thing's bright red, there's no missing it. It costs a lot of energy to make these bright red molecules and these colour molecules. So a more cunning approach, which these silk moth caterpillars have taken on, is instead what they do is to make some sounds. So they don't have any funny colours, bright warding off, don't come near me colours. Instead, they are perfectly camouflaged. They are green colours. You can't normally see them, pick them out from the background. So they don't announce their presence, which gives them an advantage to start with. But when something does discover them, rather than do anything straight away, what they do is to make some clicking noises. And their noise is a bit like sort of fingernails snapping together. And then once they make those clicking noises, they ooze out some sort of juice, which if you put this juice onto food stuff, then birds and ants, when you try and challenge them with it, will not touch it. They think it's disgusting. So it looks like this is very clever. These animals, these interesting caterpillars, have taken a totally different approach to trying to work out how to ward off predation, because instead of using bright colours, they use a bit of sound and then some chemistry, but they remain hidden for the most time, so they don't announce their presence.
That's pretty cunning.